Paul, just maybe take us through the status with Adam Lowry. Took the pregame skate. Was there, so there was a chance that he was going to be able to play?
Yeah, we thought that he would be able to play. It just didn't warm up the way we wanted it to. And we don't want to make it worse, so we'll list him as day-to-day upper body. He may play in Buffalo.
Take it. You obviously had the plan B if he couldn't go, and included moving Andrew to center.
We knew right after the last game it might be an issue, so we had a plan mapped out for that. Yeah.
That versatility then to be able to move a cop to center and what he can bring and a couple assists today.
And still a couple other guys playing the wing. Both Perreault and Roslovic can come in into the middle if we need them to. And Andrew has spent a big bulk of his time with us at center, so it's not much of a shift. I'm sure like the face-off's an area that he's usually very strong in. It takes a little while to get into that rhythm. And then Matthias plays with Kopp and Aramia, and that would have happened when Lowry was out in the past, so that's not unusual. Jack at the right wing, really smart game, and to the point that he was on the ice at the end of the game when it was tight, so... Just real pleased with the way he played tonight, and I thought the fourth line especially came off the bench sporadically just because of the two real powerful lines that they have in the special teams time, but came off and gave us really good shifts, a real good shift in the second, I thought there was a shift in the second, they went rattled around. I thought we were just a lot better right after that shift. We, through 35 minutes of that game, it was a lot like the game in San Jose flipped. I thought we were a good team in San Jose and we're behind it, and I thought they were pretty good the early part of the game too, and they were behind it, but I really liked our third. We were very strong there.
Matt Hendricks gets in the fight early, which you don't see that a lot these days, and then of course the goal. What did that do, I guess, for the bench and for how that period shaped up?
Because of his personality and importance in our room, they love when the fourth line scores. We got two goals off the fourth line tonight, really important. And with three of our top nine guys out of the lineup, we're going to, albeit two of them are more in a shutdown role, we're going to need that. And Matty kind of leads that charge with those players, those, you call them bottom six, but I think better more defensive-minded players. He's right on the bench. He's ready to go. If he sits 6 minutes, he comes out and goes out the same way. Really important. Then you can move him to the wing at the end of the game, and he looks like he's played wing. So it's really important to us right now, for sure, all year.
What did you see specifically from Roslovic as you gave more and more ice time in the third period, Paul?
We had a couple of guys that were having a real hard time getting the puck out, getting it off the wall, and he wasn't. But more than that, there were three plays in the neutral zone where he had to make a read, and he made it perfectly, right? And he covered off a guy who had made a mistake the one time. So we know he's a smart player, and we know that Pascal Vincent's got those guys right there because it was easy for him. He picked up the read, called the lock, and looked like he'd been doing it. Well, he has been doing it all year in the minors, right? So he had played well.
There'd be some temptation to keep him in, whether Lowry can play or not on Tuesday?
Well, I mean, there's guys, so yes would be the answer based on the game. We really liked it. And Mark O'Donnell's got two goals since he's come back. Sean Matthias got one shot, a huge block, you know, so you can't really look at those two guys and say there's a failing there. And I don't know that there's anybody further up the lineup that I'm willing to take out right now. We're, 5-0-1 in our last six, so we're all right with that. But he certainly, I have no problem playing him.
What's it meant for your group to be so good at home in terms of having that home record and making this a harder place to play than it has been in the past?
Confidence. We also know that we're going to have a big chunk of our home games are still ahead of us. We play well. That November, December were tough schedules. It was a tough for us. So we made the most of the home games, which is really, really critical. But we've had a little rest at home now, and we'll start catching some teams that schedules against them a little bit. But being good at home is critical, especially geographically where we are. We cover a lot of miles, right? About 8,000 miles this month, and we only play 11 games. So some of those road trips can be a little taxing for your club, so you got to be good at home.
What's a, we talked about the power play a lot this year. What's it meant to have two units kind of pushing
key,
one another?
It's the key to the whole thing. And it's not even so much pushing as that they're different. You can pre-scout. You almost have to have two PK pre-scout meetings for us when you deal with them, because each one has its own little identity and a different style of how it moves the puck. I do think our power play really got going when the little line took off in November. And whether it's, I don't know that it's competition, but certainly it's takes some pressure off, you know, the unit that's not going. And for the longest time, we had one unit, and if it didn't score, we were in real trouble, because nothing was coming from the second unit. And now the shift length is right. Unless we're in the offensive zone, we don't have guys staying a minute 40, and that's better for your five-on-five play. It puts other things in the right spot.
And then you have a guy, Perreault, who can play comfortably in either one of those units, right?
We can have the power play goal tonight. Wheeler comes in and goes into the slot, which is not where he plays in the other unit, but they're we have a lot of guys that we can move around to either unit if we needed to.
Paul, on the power play, how much of this is an extension of last season, the continuity with players in the units, and just maybe an overall confidence that if there is a stretch here that it's been successful long enough that, you know, they're likely going to get out of it, unlike years past?
Well, there's a different frustration. When the frustration comes to our power play, it hasn't been to both units, right? The other one's enjoying it and they have fun with it, so there's a more positive attitude in our power play. Confidence in your special teams, your penalty kill as well. I liked it a lot tonight until they got the one, but even with that, confidence is everything on both those teams, so we've got two really confident groups.
I know Andrew Kopp has experience playing with Joel, but is there something about his game or maybe his improvement or, you know, the way he plays his style that allows that?
Andrew or Joel?
Andrew Kopp. Is the role simple for that line? It just seems like plugging guys in and out. It doesn't seem
Right. So they all have a similar mindset to how they want to play the game. They're all smart players. So Andrew Kopp's a very smart player. His first year he played after one game in the NHL, right? No American League time plays the entire year. And I've said before, when you look at all his video, he had about five mistakes. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's just a real smart guy. And then he's getting a little stronger, a little faster. And I think now you're seeing a little more confidence with the puck. Part of that is he feels he's allowed to, but he's allowed to because now he has a body of work that says he'll make the good decisions. So when he makes a mistake, you're not upset with him.
Last one for me. Long understood that it takes another gear after New Year's. I mean, this team, besides the Colorado game, losing that one point, has been able to kind of reach that level and continue it into the new year.
Yeah, well, and we'll have to keep going on that. Again, we're going to play, I think, six of our next seven on the road, and we're going to hit those desperate teams. And we're doing it with some important people. So style, as long as we play the game and it looks like the game that we want to play, we're not winning all of them, but I think we're right. I think, you know, we had a good day today. There's lots of stuff that we could have done better through the first 35 minutes, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. And there's lots of things in the Buffalo game we'd like to get better at. So we're not there yet, and I think they have that sense too.
What did you think of Enstrom's return, Paul, just wrapping up?
Oh, really good. Didn't look like he had missed a beat. There were no bobbled pucks. There wasn't anything in his game that said he was rusty at all.